First off, MEC, can you please give an overview about what Arbor Month is and why it is so important?
Arbor Month is worldwide celebrated, but a month is celebrated only in South Africa. It's Arbor Day, which is a history coming from the 15th century, where it started in Spain. Then it was more popularized in America around the 18th century. Then when South Africa started in the 19th century, but now the government in 2000, they started realizing that it's important to celebrate the whole month, not only a day. The sole purpose of it is about ensuring that we educate our people and also to encourage them to participate in greening our cities. The theme for Arbor Month celebration is forest and biodiversity, which signifies is to protect and to preserve our country biodiversity, which also contribute to our economy and our livelihood.
MEC, you planted trees at the beginning of September at the Barkley West Resort. Can you please elaborate on what trees you planted and why specifically these trees?
We chose Barkley because of the environment that we want to preserve. Also, the issue that we are having challenges is regards to the alien trees. Remember, the alien trees take more water. On the Northern Cape, we have challenges of drought. So if we have trees that take some little water that we're having, it poses challenges also to agriculture sector environment as a whole. The name of the tree that we have planted is wild olive tree. Because it's an indigenous tree, that's why it falls under biodiversity. It's protected trees. It grows in Northern Cape and Northwest and Free State. So we, because of the nature and environment of us in the province, it makes the tree to grow. Our olden people say they use it also for medicinal benefits, but it has not been yet scientifically tested. But also there's one tree planted that we are also promoting, speedworm. Speedworm tree is tree that reduces the carbon footprint. We know that we have challenges for carbon in our country, and then we are informed that we were among the top 20 producers of carbon emissions in the world. So this tree will also help us to reduce that carbon footprint. That's why it's also important that we plant the tree. It's also part of the indigenous tree that we have in our country that we want to preserve and also to promote it.
What is the department's plan throughout the month to make communities aware about the importance of planting a tree?
We are having a program throughout the districts, and we plant trees. It will be in Kimberley, in Francis Park, in JTG, and in ZFM. In Namakwa, it will be mostly in our parks. We have biodiversity parks in Namakwa. Those are the ones that will be planting trees, also in ZFM. And there will be trees in Hoekstad and in Appington that will be planted within our cities. And within our rural area to be able to encourage.
So will you be planting the wild olive tree and speckworm all across the Northern Cape, or was it specifically only for Barkley West?
Not all areas. It's because of the olive tree is more climate friendly in Francis Park. In other districts will be mostly speckworm throughout the province, and those are the two trees that we want to promote, because of mostly again Arbor Month coincide with Heritage Month. We want to promote indigenous trees this month. There's a reason why this year, because of it's also a trees and biodiversity.
And then lastly, MEC, what is the department's message to communities in Central South Africa regarding Arbor Month?
I'd like to encourage our community members to really to preserve our environment that we are living in, try to ensure that we should not litter, to ensure that we keep all the garbage and collected and we don't litter, and as well encourage them to plant more trees in their areas. And the trees that we are promoting, they don't take lots of water, and we also don't have to water most of the time because it's indigenous tree. As we will be going out cleaning our areas in our community, please preserve those areas, and then please don't go back and eat after we have cleaned. Maintaining it is important for our health as well. We need to breathe fresh air, and as well as ensure that we promote our areas for the economic attraction of whoever has interest of investing in our area, is in a municipality or in a rural area. Environment should be conducive for the investors to come. And this is how we have to ensure that we promote and preserve our environment.